Good afternoon, and welcome to Acosta Verde's first quarter 2025 earnings conference call. This is your conference operator. Currently, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the company's remarks, we will open the call for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, please press star 2. Please note that this conference call is being recorded and will be available for replay on our website at www.grupoav.com. It is now my pleasure to hand the call over to Mrs. Rosalina Fernandez, Chief Financial Officer of Grupo Acosta Verde. Mrs. Fernandez, you have the floor.
Thank you, operator, and good afternoon, everyone. We appreciate your participation in today's earnings call as we review Acosta Verde's consolidated results for the first quarter of 2025. Joining me today are Jesus Acosta Castellanos, our CEO, and Hernan Treviño de Vega, our General Counsel and Operations Director. On Friday, we released our quarterly report for the first quarter of 2025, which is available in the investor section of our website. We invite you to review this material to gain a deeper understanding of our performance and to contact us at inversionistas@grupoav.com with any questions. We are committed to keeping you well informed and truly appreciate your continued interest and confidence in Acosta Verde. Before we begin, I would like to remind everyone that during this call, we may refer to certain non-IFRS financial metrics. These do not represent a financial analysis of our results in accordance with IFRS and will be mentioned only to measure the company's operating performance. Additionally, this call may include forward-looking statements or subjective analysis that may involve some risk and uncertainties. These expectations, beliefs, and projections are expressed on a good faith basis and with the understanding that management believes there is reasonable support for them. However, we cannot guarantee that they will materialize. Actual results could differ materially from these forward-looking statements. We invite you to review our financial statements and quarterly report for more detailed description of the company's risk and operational performance. With that, I would like to hand the call over to Jesus Acosta Castellanos, our CEO, who will provide an overview of our performance.
Thank you, Rosie. Good morning, everyone. I am pleased to welcome you to our first quarterly report of the year 2025. We had a strong start of the year, which continue to reflect the strength, adaptability, and resilience of our business model. Our shopping centers under the Sendero brand remain preferred destinations for millions of visitors across the country, supported by high occupancy and robust tenant demand. This momentum reinforces our confidence in the long-term strategy we have built. We remain focused on creating value and operating with discipline, always seeking new ways to enhance efficiency and improve the experience we offer. On the corporate side, we remain committed to carefully managing our resources, enhancing efficiencies, and ensuring the sustained growth of our business. Early this year, our shareholders' meeting approved a dividend payment of 1 billion pesos, making it our largest to date, demonstrating both our solid financial position and our continued commitment to rewarding shareholders. This dividend will be distributed in two installments, the first in April and the second in September. We also announced a leadership transition in our finance team. Edgar Maldonado concluded his time as CFO and welcomed Rosalinda Fernandez to the role. With over 15 years of experience within Acosta Verde, Rosalinda has been instrumental in key areas such as finance, planning, and control functions. We thank Edgar for his important contributions and are confident in a seamless transition under Rosalinda's leadership. Turning to ESG matters, and as a company that seeks to be resilient and forward-looking, we continue to advance our sustainability agenda anchored in a robust ESG strategy. On the environmental front, we began an important project during the first quarter, the installation of solar panels in four of our shopping centers, Sendero Sur, Sendero Chihuahua, Sendero Obregón, and Sendero Culiacán. This first phase of implementation will help us avoid approximately 2.6 thousand tons of CO, 2 equivalent emissions per year, as we move forward generating and using renewable energy across our portfolio. Socially, we launched the second generation of WIN, Working Woman in Action, our internal development program in partnership with Bolsa Rosa that supports the growth and empowerment of female talent. On the government front, we're advancing in the presentation of our second integrated annual report, reinforcing our commitment to transparency and alignment with international standards. These efforts reflect our broader objective to be a resilient, responsible company, focused on long-term value, and committed to the well-being of our stakeholders. Thank you again for your time and trust. We look forward to keeping you updated as we continue building on this strong foundation. Now, I will turn the call over to Hernan Treviño, who will walk us through our operating performance for the quarter.
Thank you, Jesus. We closed the quarter with 18 shopping centers in operation across 9 Mexican states. GLA of 468,000 square meters. This represents a 6% increase compared to the same period last year. Of Sendero Ensenada. Our portfolio occupancy rate stood at 95.3%, slightly above the level recorded in the first quarter of 2024. This reflects sustained leasing activity and our portfolio welcomed a total of 24.5 million visitors during the quarter. Although this figure represents a 2% decrease versus the same period in 2024, our shopping centers continue to be highly frequented destinations within their local markets. We also recorded 5.6 million entries in our parking facilities, representing a 1% year-over-year increase. Despite evolving urban mobility trends, our parking infrastructure remains a key competitive advantage for accessibility and convenience. Our leasing activity continued to be a key driver of our portfolio's performance. In the first quarter of 2025, we renewed and replaced approximately 13,000 square meters of GLA. These transactions generated a lease spread of 10%, comparing the average rent of new or renewed contracts to be outgoing leases for the same spaces. We remain focused on maintaining a well-balanced tenant mix. Essential categories such as food and beverage, department stores, and entertainment continue to represent the majority of fixed rents and leased areas, reinforcing the everyday relevance of our shopping centers. Looking ahead, our lease maturity schedule remains well distributed. 55% of our GLA is under through 2028 and beyond, providing strong visibility into long-term revenue generation. The stability allows us to plan proactively for future leasing, repositioning, and expansion opportunities. Reflecting the strength and reliability of our tenant base, our collection efficiency remained solid, reaching 100% of the invoiced amount during the first quarter of 2025. With that, I will now hand the call back to Rosy, who will review our financial results.
Thank you, Hernan. During the first quarter of 2025, our cash flow basis NOI reached 375 million pesos, reaching a 13% increase year over year, and maintaining a solid NOI margin of 89%. This growth reflects the stable operating condition across our portfolio. Notably, fixed rent increased 12%, variable rent 17%, common areas 13%, and key money increased 43%, driven by new tenants agreements and healthy commercial activity in our centers. I would like to emphasize that the NOI figures presented are on a cash flow basis rather than the accrued basis. While some companies may choose to present NOI on an accrued basis, we consider that reflecting it on a cash flow basis provides greater accuracy, transparency, and supports better decision-making. Please note that, for ease of reference, if a comparison were to be made on an accrual basis, the company's NOI for the first quarter of 2025 was 395 million pesos, representing a 16% increase compared to the 341 million pesos in the first quarter of 2024. For a comprehensive reconciliation between NOI on an accrued basis and cash basis, please refer to our quarterly report available on our website under the investor section. Moving on to our accrued base indicators, total revenue for the quarter stood at 432 million pesos, representing a 15% year-over-year increase compared to the 376 million pesos recorded in the same period last year. For the operating EBITDA, the company reported a total of 301 million pesos in the first quarter of 2025, reflecting a 24% increase compared to the same period last year. This strong performance was driven by higher lease income and effective cost management. The EBITDA margin reached 67%, up 4 percentage points from the 63% margin recorded in the first quarter of 2024. From a liquidity perspective, our cash position as of March 31st, 2025, was 2.6 billion pesos, showing a 1% decrease versus the end of December 2024. This change is mainly explained by seasonal outflows. The value of our investment properties increased by 1% compared with the same period in 2024, reaching 16.9 billion pesos by the end of the first quarter. Supported by this increase in asset value, we achieved an improvement in our loan-to-value ratio, which decreased to 9% from 13% at the end of 2024. Additionally, our total debt stood at 4.4 billion pesos, representing a 7% reduction year-over-year. As we continue to strengthen our capital structure and maintain prudent leverage levels, these results confirm Acosta Verde's solid financial and operational performance, strengthening our ability to generate consistent cash flow. With that, we conclude our prepared remarks and open the floor for questions. Operator, please proceed with the Q&A session.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. And for participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. Once again, it is star 1 on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask a question. And we will pause for a brief moment to see if any questions come in. Once again, it is star 1 on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask a question. There are no questions at this time. I would like to turn the conference back over to management for closing remarks.
Thank you all for your time and trust. We appreciate your interest in Acosta Verde. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Wishing you a great day.
Thank you. This does conclude our conference for today for Grupo Acosta Verde. You may disconnect your lines at this time.